verses 8 to 13, and it's taken from the International Children's Bible. The Lord shows mercy and is kind. He does not become angry quickly, and he has great love. He will not always scold us. He will not be angry forever. He has not punished us as our sins should be punished. He has not repaid us for the evil we have done. As high as the sky is above the earth, so great is his love for those who respect him. He has taken our sins away from us, as far as the east is from the west. The Lord has mercy on those who fear him, as a father has mercy on his children. This is the word of the Lord.
Sheila, thank you very much indeed. If we've not met, I'm Adam that John introduced at the start, the vicar here. And I would love the children to come back up the front and join us on the mats, please. Childish or young at heart is the rule. Up you come. Sit on the mat, that'll be great. Let me get a microphone. Brilliant to see you. Great, have a seat. If you've got preschoolers, they're welcome too, but you might want to come and just make sure they can enjoy it too. Up you come. Brilliant. Great. Oh, that Mars bar is going to be melted by the end. Lovely. Mars bar chocolate drink. Lovely. Brilliant to see you. Come and have a seat. Now, it is fantastic to see you this morning. Hands up for me. Hands up if you've got a friend. Brilliant. We've got friends, haven't we? Friends are brilliant, aren't they? How do they show you that they're your friend? What are they like? Do they snatch your toys and pull your hair? No, that is not what friends do, we hope. How do they show you they're your friend? Any ideas? What do they do? What do they do? Play with you. Oh, Daniel, brilliant.
Play with you.
They play with you, don't they? What else
they
do?
They're kind to one another.
They be kind to you? Yeah, that's how they show they're friendly. Jemima?
They be kind.
They be kind. Other ideas? Friends do lovely things, don't they? Play in the playground, show kindness. Do they share their Mars bars with the man at the front?
Yes.
Oh, that was a firm no from the man holding the Mars bar. We love it, don't we, when our friends show us that they're our friends. That is how we show people that we like them, isn't it? We show them what we're like. Apparently this mic's working. There we go. You guys have a sit down. Just get both ears ready, children, because we're just going to listen now, like you've done brilliantly, as I just spend a few minutes more talking to the grown-ups, specifically. The news is the same, grown-ups. It is still wonderful news. This passage tells us God shows us what he's like. He doesn't just tell us, I am love. No, he shows us. He demonstrates it. If you like, he puts his money where his mouth is. Quite literally, God the Son pays the price for our sin. See, that's the point of that small little word for a very big problem, isn't it? That God made us all. And he made us to know him perfectly. And whilst we naturally turn away, he does everything necessary to enable us to turn back. Yes, yeah, sure, he's angry at sin. Who of us would want to hang around all the time with sin? But his mercy and kindness deals with it. He takes it far away and forever. As I looked it up, someone was trying to explain, you know, if the Bible had said that he took as far as north from the south, it wouldn't be the same picture. Because if you keep heading north across the world, there'll come a point where you go over the top and you're heading south. But the same commentator turned around and said, no, east from west, you just keep going east. It's forever and it's far. And that is wonderful news. It means three things, I think, for us this morning. Three C's. Be comforted, be challenged, and be courageous. Firstly, be comforted. Perhaps you trust in Jesus this morning, but you are struggling with a repeating sin. Well, please know you are forgiven if you trust in Jesus. Struggle on. By the Spirit's help to conquer sin, but be assured justice has been done.
Your sins are forgiven and taken far away forever, as far as the east is from the west. Be comforted this morning. Secondly, be challenged. As we struggle on with the Spirit's help with sin, be clear how awful sin is to God. It is more than the seconds of pudding. Be clear as we look at the cross now at the back, what it costs God to send it so far away forever. Be challenged to really value the cross. We show that we know the value of something, don't we, by how we treat it. If I lend one of you my car, you're welcome to borrow it if ever you need one. If I give you those keys and then you come back from holiday and you give me back my car keys and a big bunch of flowers for Kate and a box of chocolates because you're so grateful, but also a blown head gasket, I'm assuming you haven't really known the value of the car. The chocolates and flowers won't cover the head gasket. Friends, Jesus died and rose to remove our sins far away and forever. This few verses challenges me to struggle more seriously with sin when I'm reminded the price that was paid for me and for you. Challenge to struggle on more seriously when I'm tempted to sit more comfortably or too closely with sin. Friends, be comforted, be challenged, and finally, be courageous. This is wonderful news, isn't it? And yet we will know countless people who do not know this is how God shows himself. And so today, and going into the week ahead, ask yourself, as I've asked myself, who has the Lord put in your life for you to show what he's like by sharing this news? Who do you know who perhaps thinks they see perfectly well who God is? You know, at best a folk tale, at worst a tyrant. Who do you need to be courageous with to say, no, 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 I've got to show you what God has shown me? Maybe just share these verses and explain what Jesus has done to show us. To pray for chances, to share the truth with them. I need to do that more and more. Perhaps you're someone here this morning who sees you're sinful or at least not perfect and you want what God is showing you. Well, let's chat over a burger in the sunshine later. Perhaps you don't quite see what God is showing you, but you're interested. Well, let's chat over a burger. Or keep coming, keep asking, keep looking. God the Father shows his love by taking our sins far away and forever. So be comforted, challenged, and courageous. Just as I close, one final word about verse 13. Children, you've listened so well. Two more seconds. Verse 13. It says that God's mercy is like a father who has mercy on his children. I know some of you have not been shown a good biological father. I know others of you are acutely fragile as you mourn the loss of a good biological father. And perhaps it is, you're here this morning, that you hear that God shows us he's like a father, and today of all days, you wince inside. Because for all sorts of reasons, today is painful. Well, all I'd say is if that is you, please know you're not alone. And I pray that you would see that God the Father is not like the bad biological father you experienced. He's not temporary when we mourn the loss of a good biological father. But he does perfectly and permanently fulfill the loving father that perhaps today you long for more than some or more than most. God is merciful, kind, and loving. He sends his son to take our sins far away and forever. Let's pray together. Loving Father, we Thank you so much that you're a God who not only tells us what you're like in your word, but shows us what you're like in history. And so we praise you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that the truth that you take the sins of all who trust him far away and forever would sink in more. We pray it would bring us comfort, it would challenge us, it would help us to be more courageous and share it. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.